Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We are going to study the biblical book of the prophet Isaiah, lesson 9, to serve and to save. Wednesday, hope in advance. Now imagine how far in advance prophecies are told to the Israelites through Isaiah. In chapter 44, we read in verse 27, that says to the deep, be dry, and I will dry up your rivers. Verse 28, that says of Kirus, he is my shepherd, and he shall perform all my pleasure. Even saying to Jerusalem, you shall be built, and to the temple, your foundation shall be laid. And then, chapter 45, verse 1, thus says the Lord to his anointed, to Kirus, whose right hand I have held, to subdue nations before him, and I will loose the loins of kings to open before him the two-leaved gates, and the gates shall not be shut. Now that's interesting. The Babylonians had Babylon as their capital, and it was so safe, so secure, because Babylon was surrounded by the river around, and the river flew through. Now, when you want to attack the walls, there is a river between you and the walls. So how could you attack? You cannot put up a ladder because it's in the water. It will be thrown away by the flood of the river. You cannot go exactly to the walls to undermine them. The river is between you and the walls. So there's a distance. So how could you get over these walls? How can you destroy these walls? It's impossible. So this city is absolutely secure. What could you do then? But here we heard in chapter 44, verse 27, I will dry up thy rivers. I will dry up your rivers. So how can that be? Kirus got the idea, the Persian king, to dig a new bed for the river Euphrates. A new bed for the river. And they digged and digged and digged. Many months they have worked. And in the end, the river, he found a new bed for him. And the old bed became dry during the night. And one part of the river went straight through Babylon, the city, just in the middle. And where it went into, there was a huge gate, but it reached only a bit into the water, not to the very bottom of the riverbed. So when the waters had gone, the Babylonian city was open under the gate in the bed of the river. So the Persian army could walk in the bed of the river under the gates into the city. They could open the gates from within so that the Persian army waiting outside could go in through the gates. What is written here? be dry, and I will dry up your rivers. That says of Kyrios, he is my shepherd. He will do so. 150 years before it happened. That's great, isn't it? That's prophecy and fulfilled prophecy.